Mind over chatter. Jerry Agar, News Talk 1010.
So you've heard the stories over the last little while. There have been a couple of incidents with young girls who are sick. They are being treated by doctors. There is an over 90% chance that the treatment will cure what could be a life-threatening situation. And the families have said, nope, we're taking our kids out of the hospital, out of the medical system, and we will treat those kids with, in the case of the two stories recently, time-honored native cures. Now, it could be native cures. It could be ancient Irish cures, whatever. It's alternative medicine, so-called, and that makes it surprising to see a book from a medical doctor, A Doctor's Guide to Alternative Medicine, Dr. Mel Borens. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Do people find it surprising, as I do, that a medical doctor is writing a book about alternative medicine?
Well, you know, it's what I'm really writing about is the science of alternative medicine. In other words, a lot of people say, well, there's no proof to a lot of things, but what I've collected in my book is what would we call in medicine randomly assigned double-blind control trials that show some of these alternatives have actually been proven by science. So it's so that's what interests me the most, is those aspects of what's considered alternative or integrative or complementary medicine that actually been shown to be proven by scientific trials.
Well, it strikes me that a certain amount of what is known as alternative medicine, folk cures, whatever you might want to call it, they may not effect a cure, but they won't do any harm.
Well, some of them can do harm, you know. That's part of the trouble is, you know, I saw someone yesterday in the office who had some kidney abnormalities. And when I inquired further, she was taking some things, herbal product and some other things, that actually could harm the kidney. And so, you know, it's not always 100% safe. I once saw a woman who had hepatitis, and there was no possible cause for it. But when I inquired further, she was taking a herb called witch's broom. And when I looked up in the textbook about witch's broom, interestingly, it can cause hepatitis. As soon as she stopped the herb, the problem, you know, her liver enzymes went back to normal. So it's not always 100% harmless, and that's, I think, what doctors are most concerned about, is that, you know, there's two things. You could take something that doesn't work, okay, so you spend some money and, it's a financial hit. But the worry, I suppose, is that sometimes herbs or other approaches can actually, you know, cause damage.
Yeah, and I would think, doctor, that there are people on the other side of the argument who would say, well, doctors are always pushing drugs down your throat. They cause a lot of damage, too.
You're 100% right. You know, I'm a family doctor, and the majority of the things that I treat with modern drugs and surgery, and that's the approach I take with the large majority of things. And unfortunately, every approach we take has some risk, and every medication, every surgical approach, everything we do, actually everything we do in life, has risk. And so you're perfectly right. Our modern medical system, you know, also can cause harm as well.
Well, when we talked about these two various cases,